That's right.
When you fly over, throw something out.
No, he's bound to hit a few frozen chickens up there.
There you go. So with that big rain, did you have any leaks?
Nothing yet.
No? Good.
We did a little bit of vulcaming before we left because we'd noticed some issues before. And was in the shop, and I knew the area where it was had some issues. And anyway, we did some stuff, and it was pouring rain all afternoon today. And it was dry as a whistle inside there when we got in today.
Very good.
All the seams have been electrically welded, Tim.
Oh. That's right.
Hermetically sealed now.
That's right.
Very good.
Toasty warm in there, too, without any power. We have our nice original furnace burning in there, and it's in the low 70s. Very comfortable.
Very good. Very good. Well, you guys ready for an ambassador update?
Sure.
All right. Let's get our music going.
Ladies and gentlemen, please rise. Please welcome the Ambassador Update.
Well, I know you're sitting in the car there. You don't have to stand up, Colin.
I am standing up. Oh. I'm all hunched over, but I'm standing up.
Okay.
I know what that means to you.
There you go. You may be seated.
You know what, Tim? That's the wrong
Thank
music.
You.
I know that.
Have you been sued yet?
No, no.
That's good.
This is the secret government podcast, right? According to Doug.
That's right. That's right.
That's why we got to be secret, because we're using the wrong music there for that intro. Anyway, let's see. We talked about Dometic a couple of shows ago, donating the refrigerator to the project. I needed to mention that they have also stepped up and contributed a 15,000 BTU heat pump for the trailer as well. So
wow,
yeah. So we'll be having nice heat. We also got the comfort control package that will automatically switch over and turn the furnace on when it gets too cold to use the heat pump. And then the heat pump is also, as you know, an air conditioner, 15,000 BTU for our 28-foot trailer. So we should be in Fat City.
Tim, does that automatically turn your leaks on?
Well, that's part of my update. My leaks are gone.
He's removed that fantastic fan.
That's right.
It's leaking. He's going to put a drip pan in there.
I did pull the fantastic vent off in order to put the air conditioner there now. And I saw why it was leaking. A lot of the Vulcum that I put around the screws up there had shrunk as it dried and left a couple of spots where things weren't perfectly covered there. So that's why that was dripping ever so slightly. But the end caps, I sealed all the end caps with Parbon on the outside, front and back, and that took care of those leaks because we had some pretty nasty downpours since I fixed those up. And I changed the level of the trailer forward and back and level during the rain and stuff to see, make sure it wasn't just rolling in different ways and stuff, and stayed dry. So
now, what do your neighbors think when you're out there doing this in the rain?
I don't know. I don't want to know.
Honey, he's out there again.
So, yeah, getting ready for that. Actually, I was out there tonight. I was just prepping, running the AC line, the drain tube. You also need a 12-volt line and a control line for the furnace, and also one for the comfort control package. And so I got all those lines run up to the opening. And actually, my brothers are in town to visit this weekend, so that's why I'm hurrying up to get that ready so they can lift it up on the roof for me.
Now how do you run the lines up there, Tim?
Run into the pantry, and then inside the pantry, right up to the edge, where if you're standing in front of the pantry, you can't even see it, but right up inside the pantry toward the front of it, I drilled a 2-inch hole. And then inside the 14-inch opening, there it was framed in a little bit with aluminum already, and I drilled 3 3/4-inch holes because I have these plastic plugs that go into that size hole to keep the wire from chafing.